Well, Catherine, you know, it's only after a disaster that you find out how people react and people's true colours and how things really are.
Yeah, Dominica took an awful lot of rain from Tropical Storm Erica, and she did an awful lot of damage. I hear there was even a village destroyed and 500 people needing to be rehoused. But Dominicans have pulled together. You know, the island still needs everybody's help for sure. The cost of real fixes is a lot. But quick fixes and temporary fixes and getting life back together is already done. It's already happening. You know, within the day of the storm, everybody was out in their area, clearing the roads, cleaning the landslides, making ways through where bridges were broken and stuff, and finding a way to get life back to normal. You know, government, opposition, everybody is working together.
Villages that weren't so affected
are taking boatloads of food to the villages that are still slightly stranded. You know, so it's an amazing island, and it's that pulling together
that probably makes these people so warm and friendly and
caring and sharing and wonderful, you know. And we're seeing it everywhere. And nature gives, you know. Nature gives, nature takes. That's how it is. Everybody in Dominica knows that. We live very close to nature here. You know, here at my place, Three Rivers and Rosalie Forest Eco Lodge, we've got a few new natural river pools that didn't exist before.
A couple of bridges
have broken, and we can't drive in. We can walk in and out with supplies, and very soon we'll have a quick fix within a week or two and you'll be able to drive. Life is back to normal. We didn't take any other damage. You know, it's terribly sad and awful, the people that lost their lives. But life must go on in Dominica. Tourism is ready. The nature is still beautiful. And Dominica needs everybody's support.
So everything that was there to see before is still there to see now.